Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francie Allen Humphrey, and our co-host is Veronica McMillan. Veronica is not with me tonight, but I know she's here with me always, and we just want to thank you for listening to our broadcast. If this is your first time tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, I really appreciate it. And if you're a longtime listener, I appreciate you too. And as I stated last week, our listening audience is growing. We truly appreciate you. We know that you're taking time out of your busy schedule, so we want to come with informative information that helps you to build your business or help you with your nonprofit organization. So tonight, since I'm going solo and it is Small Business Week, yay, I am going to give you a few pointers about starting your own business. I definitely want to keep you informed, keep you posted of the latest and the greatest information for you. And I know that a lot of the individuals that are listening to this show, you may already be in business. So this is going to be a quick overview of how to start your business and then what you can do to make that business better. If you're already running the organization, I'm going to give you a few pointers as well about your structure, about having some of your meetings and working with your organization. So we're going to get started. And before I do that, if this is your first time tuning in again, thank you so much. My longtime listeners, again, thank you as well. So for the first time listeners, Issues Concerning Women, we want to welcome you to our show. I'm Francine Humphrey, and my co-host Veronica McMillan is say hello to her and to introduce the nonprofit network that she is the CEO and founder of, which is the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Now, first, let's talk about Issues Concerning Women a little bit. We focus on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated, founded by Veronica McMillan, helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Now, our vision here is to empower women and their families through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. And I know that's a lot of information, but if you click on to our page here at www.blogtalkradio.com/, you can actually get that little script that I just read, so you can definitely learn more about us. So I want to talk about small business tonight. If you are thinking about starting a business, which is awesome, and I'm so thrilled that it's Small Business Week. And before I get started with that, I just want to share one little tidbit with you all. If you're going to do it, then just do it. And today I posted Bust a Move, because I've been seeing that a lot. You need to bust a move. Remember, it was a song. I don't know who wrote that song, but it was either a song or a dance that had that phrase with it. And for me, it means stop sitting there waiting for something to happen. You got to take the initiative. You know how Nike says, just do it? Well, we're saying just bust a move and just get going and just get started and don't let anything hold you back. And of course, if you're not ready, then don't do it. But if you've been thinking about doing this business, it's a part of who you are. Every time you turn around, you're thinking about it. You've been putting it on the shelf for years and years and years. You keep going back to it, and it just won't go away. And the reason why is because it's a part of who you are. It's a part of what you believe in. It's your vision. And visions tend to manifest over years and years and years. You know, most of us wake up on certain days and we know exactly what we want to do, where we want to go. And then there are some of us who wake up and have no clue. And so people tell us we have to find our purpose. We have to know what our goal is and to follow our dreams. When I look at people who have chosen a career and that person has been saying that since childhood, then you kind of know where they're going. So if you have a son or daughter who says they want to be a police officer or a firefighter, you know that's their passion, that's their calling. They're always helping the little wounded kittens in the neighborhood, pulling them out of trees or bandaging little puppy paws and just being helpful to the community. They have that helpful spirit. So it's no wonder when they become adults that they continue on that journey of being a police officer or a firefighter. I don't tend to believe that you just wake up in your 30s and go, oh, I want to be a police officer. No, it's something in you. Or just being a someone who works in the medical field, being a nurse. You are always the one we call like Florence Nightingale, the one who would help you if you had a boo-boo and put your bandage on and didn't mind and wasn't going, ooh, and fainting when they saw blood. You know that person has that in them. And they may not know that at an early age, that exactly what they're going to be when they grow up, but it's within them. So when they do turn towards that arena and they do something in the medical field, you can kind of see where it actually stemmed from. So when we're looking at our purpose and we're looking at what drives us, it's usually something that's on the inside of us that we just can't get away from, that it keeps coming back. And for me, it always has been being a helper. I laugh all the time and I tell people, you know, I've been grown since, you know, probably since I was big enough to stand on a paint can, you know. But I've always been a helper. I always wanted to help. I wanted to learn how to do things. I just didn't want to just do the ordinary things that everybody else was doing. I always had a passion to be creative and to draw and sewing and a whole plethora of other things that I did. So my life today kind of emulates that. And the true meaning of that is, for me, is to look back over my life and see all the things that have brought me to where I am today. So if you're not sure what business you should be in, if you're not sure what fits you, then look back over your life. Look at what you always done. Look at how you help people. If you're the man who everybody came to get a edge up and, you know, help them tie their bow ties or help them to be well-groomed for a gentleman, you more than likely have something in you that wants to be in that arena as maybe a barber, you know, or maybe a men's clothes designer. You know, so just look at who you are. Look at what you've always done. Look at what drives you each and every day. And when we talk about business, and we always ask people, well, why do you want to do that? What motivates you to do that? What is your why? And so many times the why is finding out where you need to go from where you are right now. So say, for example, that you're in the second part of your life. You know, you've already had the kids, and now the kids are off to college. You're slowing down a little bit more. You're not working as much. And you're looking at, what do I want to do for the second half of my life? You know, where do I want to spend my energy? Do I want to volunteer? Do I want to run my own business? Do I want to help somebody else run their business? So just really look at who you are, and that really determines what business you would like to go into. And if you're still not sure, find a mentor. Find someone who is doing exactly what you think you want to do and ask that person to mentor you. Now, of course, it may take a few different tries to find the perfect fit for you. And I love mentoring when I can, and I do mentor quite a few people at this particular time, and I love it. But just rest assured, everybody may not love it. So it may take you a while to find you a mentor who is willing to take you under their wing and show you what they do. You will be surprised at how many people are just waiting for someone to ask them to help them. And if you never ask, then you never know if you're going to be able to get help. So if you're not sure and you think you might want to run a restaurant, get a job at a restaurant, see if you really like it, because you have to start somewhere. If you don't like taking inventory, if you don't like being in the freezer, then probably running the restaurant is not for you. So maybe you just want to be the cook and do the cooking part. But again, you're going to have to work with numbers. You're going to have to make sure you have enough inventory to make your restaurant run smoothly. So if you work there and you hate it, then you know you probably don't want to be a restaurant person, that, and especially in that part of it. You may want to join with somebody else to run the business, and you just be a partner and do the wonderful things that you like to do. And then you will definitely be a help to that person, and they will be a help to you. So I'm going to put you on pause for just a second, and we'll be right back. Back with Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and if you missed the first half of the broadcast, you know you can always go back to it. Talking today about small business, is it right for you? Are you the right personality? Are you the go-getter? Do you need somebody to wake you up every morning? If you do, then you're going to have to hire somebody to help you get to where you need to be. But if you're that individual who knows what you want and just want to get started in your business, then this is where we're going to go over a little bit of the checklist for small business. This week is Small Business Week. There is a lot of information online about running a business. I know everybody has their own take on it, but we need to be able to talk about what works. How do I get started if you've never started a business before? So the checklist is pretty easy, and we're just going to go over that briefly, and then we're going to move on to some other areas of business, and so that you can get a better perspective on how to run a business. So for your checklist, and you might want to get your paper and pencil for this part. I'm going to go through it really quick, but if you miss anything, you can definitely go back into the archives and listen to our show. If you're listening right now and you have a question you want to call in, the number is area code 661-554-9123. Just call in and I'll be able to answer your questions for you. Now, if you're thinking about starting a business, first, before you invest a lot of time and money in your business idea, you should determine if you have chosen the right business for you. And I talked about that in the first half. Then the second, that's one, have you chosen the right business for you? Then number two, have you decided and determined that this business is going to be able to make money? Now, I know that sounds strange, but we have to think about that. Have you decided? Because you have to make a decision that you're going to spend your time and invest your hard-earned cash into a business and your long hours, because you know running a business is not going to be 9 to 5. It's going to be sporadic. Whenever you need to do it, the middle of the night, early in the morning, if you're a night person, it works better for you. Or if you have an online business and you can do it anytime, that's great. Do you want to do a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday? Do you want to do a brick and mortar? Or do you just want to work from home? So these are some of the things that you need to think about. And just really, really know what you want to do. And you also should consider creating a business plan, consider the sources of your financing, and think about your basic marketing plan. Okay, so I'm giving you a lot. So if you miss it, go back and catch it on the archives. So because we want to move along, you know, kind of quickly, because some of you already started a business, so this may not be for you. So analyze your business idea. Determine if your business idea makes sense for you. You may want to read other publications about starting a business. You may want to connect with a small business association, or you may want to contact me. And if you're thinking about doing a nonprofit, you may want to contact Veronica. So that's another area that you want to put down. Analyze your business. Make sure it's going to work for you. The question I asked on number two, can your business make money? Let's stay right there for a minute. Can you say for sure that your business is going to make money? No, of course you can't. But what you want to do is to make sure that your business can turn a profit. You should do a break-even analysis with expenses and sales estimates. Now, to do that, you're going to have to sit down with somebody who can show you how to do that. And that's where a small business strategist comes in or someone who can help you. So really, really know how you're going to make the money and how you're going to be able to sustain in the business. The next thing that we want to talk about is creating a business plan. And I know everybody says different things about creating a business plan. Some people say, you know, I never had a business plan. I don't need one now. I've just been shooting from the hip, and I'm doing fine. Some people will tell you that they made a lot of mistakes by not having a business plan because they didn't have goals set to achieve. And I talk about that all the time. Once you set a goal and get it out of your head, you get it on paper, it's all written out, then you have your blueprint, as they say, something to go by, something to look at. And you can change your blueprint at any time that you want to. It's your business. I don't recommend that you have a lot of parts to the business plan when you're first starting out. You just want to do the basic business plan, and somebody can help you do that, like a business strategist or your financial person that you're working with. And they can kind of guide you to where you actually want to be in the business and where you're going to go. When are you going to start this business? Because every plan has to have a beginning and it has to have an end. And in my book, I talk about that. There's power in the plan. So if you want to get my book, you can reach me anytime at icwdirector@gmail.com. So we want to stay on track today. So creating that business plan is going to help you to make sure that you see how you're going to get this done, how you're going to make the money, and how you're going to be able to sustain the business. Even if you don't have any idea, it is a way to do that and just get somebody to help you do it. Since we're talking about the business plan, if you think you're going to need a loan to run this is where the business plan is really going to come in to help you. No bank is going to loan you money without having a business plan. Now, of course, you could do a personal loan, and I always tell people who are just starting out, if you have good credit, go ahead and get your personal loan, but be sure you can pay it back because this loan is not free. It's not a grant. Nobody's giving it to you. You're going to have to pay this money back. If you just need a few thousand dollars, you may want to join your local credit union and sign up for a signature loan, and they can help you with that. Again, it's based on your credit rating and all of that good stuff, because that's a good way to start when you're just starting out. And especially those smaller businesses who are online and you just need some seed money to get you going. Now, of course, if you need $35,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000, then you need to be looking in a different direction, and we'll talk about that later. The next thing you need to do on your list, on your checklist, is to decide on a legal structure for your business. Now, what that means is, are you going to be a sole proprietor? Are you going to be a partnership, a corporation, or LLC? And so tonight I will not bore you with all the terminology, but give you something to think about. And then next, you want to choose a name for your business. Now, before you settle on a name for your business, you need to determine if your proposed name is available for you to use. And how you do that is, once you figure out the name that you want to use and you're ready to get your license, you go down to your courthouse and you can file a fictitious name and register it, and there is a fee, of course, and in the city of Virginia Beach is $10 to do that, and then plus your license fee, and then you'll have all that ready to go. If you do business under a name other than your own legal name, you need, of course, to register it. or used as an assumed name. So make sure you check where you live because every state is different. If you're forming a corporation or LLC, you need to register your business name with the office in your state so that you make sure your articles of incorporation are done correctly. And so this information is online, so you just would go to your state corporation and ask. Type that in to your state agency, and I always check with the secretary of that particular state so that you make sure that you're doing things correctly. And so I hope that helps someone who's going to start their business. So some other things that you might want to do as well is to partner with someone that has skills that you don't have. And they don't necessarily have to be in your business or to be have a partnership with you. But you can ask them, can you call them from time to time so that they can help you with your business? And, of course, you can do that by, you know, giving them a small fee to help you. And think about this. Think about it this way. You can't be sitting there frustrated and not getting things done because you don't have the help that you need because you didn't ask somebody to help you. So this is what I'm saying. If you need help, please ask somebody to help you. Once you've done all your filing and gotten all your permits straight, if you're going to be a work-at-home business, you need to make sure that there's no zoning problem in your area where you live. If you're going to have a brick-and-mortar, then, of course, that's no problem. You just need to register with your local and state to make sure that they're fine with that. And most of the time they will be because it's not doing business in your home. Now, here is where a little bit of the pain comes for a lot of small business owners when we start talking about things like insurance and taxes and reporting and accounting and bookkeeper. Okay. So, do you need insurance? Although business insurance is not generally required, it's a good idea to purchase enough insurance to cover your company's assets. Now, this is from the checklist that I wrote, but I always stop right here to let you know that if you run a business, you should have insurance. It doesn't cost that much, and you'll be greatly surprised at how much little you need. And especially if you are doing business at your home, you have your if you're renting your home or apartment, you need to get some renter's insurance. That's one, so you can protect all of your things. But two, if you're a homeowner, you do have homeowner's insurance, but you want to get additional insurance just in case something happens in your home and, God forbid, that somebody comes and slips and falls on the steps. That they try to sue you, they won't attach it to your home. You'll have a insurance that can cover that. And so you have to really be careful when you're going to work from home. So that's why a lot of people meet outside of their home so that if anything happens, they won't get sued at home. Your property insurance is good to cover your property because, again, it covers like fire, flood, storms, and all of that. But for your special equipment, you definitely want to get more insurance. The other insurance is your liability insurance. You want peace of mind knowing that you have liability coverage in case someone, again, gets injured in your office at your brick and mortar or at your home. And so make sure that you get that insurance and check it out and just shop around for it. And then the other coverage that you might want to get is coverage to make sure that if something happens to you, you have enough life insurance that your family doesn't have a hardship because your income is now gone because you become ill or something even worse happens to you, and God forbid that that would happen. So, yes, the answer is even though they don't require you to have insurance, some people don't, I say you need to get some insurance. And so if you have questions about that, please contact me. The other thing you want to do is set up your business to make sure that your taxes are getting reported, and you can check with your local and state secretary again to make sure that you're doing it correctly. If you have a product or a service, you can pay through, you know, quarterly, or you can pay at the end of the year when you do your taxes. It just really depends on you. So I definitely want you to make sure that you have everything that you need. And you can always check with the IRS publications and make sure you keep really, really good records. That's going to save you a whole lot. And the other thing that I want to make sure that you do, if you don't have employees and you're just the sole proprietor, then it won't affect you as much. But if you are going to be hiring people, like that person we talked about that can come in and help you from time to time, and you're going to have to pay them, you need to have a bookkeeping system. And you need to have a bookkeeper. And you probably want to know why. And, of course, it's so that we can have good records. Because if you have good records and you ever get audited, then you're going to be just fine. And lastly, I want to talk about hiring employees. Be careful if you're going to hire employees. And the reason why I say that is because you are partially responsible for some of their taxes. So if you look at any W-2 forms that you have or W-4s, they always ask you the percentages of taxes you're going to take out. And when you're looking at being, and when you're looking at being an employer, you are responsible for helping them to pay their taxes because they work for you. So, and the way that the government runs, they make sure that a percentage of all dollars earned go back into the government funnel. And you already know all of this. I'm not just telling you something that you don't know. But before you hire anybody, make sure that you can afford to pay the employer their wages and to pay the taxes. And then if you're going to insure them, that's a whole different ballgame, and that's something else that we'll need to talk about later on another show. If you're going to hire independent contractors, you also have to make sure that it is written up that way, that you do not cross boundaries. When you're working with an independent contractor, you need to know the law for your state. So you really need to research this and make sure that if you're going to have independent contractors, you have workman's compensation. So in case, again, something happens and you get sued, you don't lose your business. One lawsuit with a small business owner can put you out of business. So I know I've given you a lot tonight, and I'm so glad that it's Small Business Week. I've been in business since 1994, officially, and I can't tell you guys how much I have enjoyed my journey. There have been times when I've had to go back to work to finance my organization, and that has been fine. But the thing that keeps me going is the drive on the inside of me that lets me know that I'm doing a good work, that I'm helping people to build their small businesses. This has been what I've been doing for since 2007, helping men and women to build their businesses, and especially women, because when I first started, there was nobody to help me. At least nobody I could find to help me. There might have been organizations, but I wasn't invited into those arenas. Now I'm able to walk into any door from the White House to any other houses and be able to speak my truth about my business because I love what I do. I love the journey. I love helping people. I love helping organizations get started. I love going in once they've already been in business. That's where my strategies come in and help them to develop their businesses. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about that tonight. But that's what I love to do. I help people with their websites, with their business plans, with their strategies, with their marketing. And we didn't get to talk about marketing even tonight, But all I know is that I love what I do, and I look forward to doing it for years and years to come. So thank you so much. If you would like to get in touch with me, you can contact me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, and it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. And if you would like to contact Ms. Veronica McMillan, you can go to www.micrononprofitnetwork.com, or you can find us on Facebook. We are so excited to be a part of your journey every Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. So please tell somebody about us. If you need more information, you can call me after the show at 757 567-6734. I thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. I hope you were able to learn things that you didn't know about small business and able to take some good notes. So thank you again. God bless you, and I'll see you next Thursday. Take care now. Bye-bye.